Well, that's that out of the way. So the so the question people are asking about is the album, because you are going in to record this coming off the back of a hugely successful album, which the general cliche is, you know, that creates pressures on you to live up to it and to, you know, repeat it again. That you did have a good while, and you went in to record the old album, I'd say very focused, because, you know, you'd come away from Juniper and you'd have time to think about the songs and go back to them and what you wanted to do with them. Would you be in the same kind of headspace going into this, or where would you be at this stage after your break?
Right, I'm actually really relaxed right now, and I'm in pretty good form, which is a little bit unusual. Like at the show in London there 2 nights ago, I noticed that I wasn't angry anymore. You know, usually I'm quite angry, or I have moments of real frustration, and I sort of feel quite sort of chilled out at the moment. So so I've no idea what we're going to do. I know that the guys in the band are, you know, kind of eager to get together and do some stuff, you know. And every once in a while, you know, one of them or two of them will pop over to the house. But I think maybe when I move into this new place, we can, you know, sit down and just everybody can come over and we just get into playing music again and just take it from there.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about it. I'm really genuinely...
The last time you were in, you mentioned that you actually have loads of songs, and a lot of the songs that were on O were very old.
Yeah.
When you went to them. Are there still more songs lying around?
Yeah, as in, like, for me, the new record won't necessarily be the latest songs that I've written or anything. Yeah. It'll be like, it'll be a record of songs that I feel fit together and make a record, you know. I mean, O ended up acoustic because I didn't have the equipment at the time, or the money to buy the equipment at the time, to record heavier songs. I had three mics, and so we just did all these sort of really mellow acoustic songs, so that's why it turned out that way. I've got a couple more mics now, you know. Not many more, but just a few more, you know. And so, you know, it may end up being a much heavier album, and maybe much darker. And then if I end up as relaxed and easygoing as I feel right now, it might be just a really easygoing, mellow, you know, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I genuinely have no idea, and I don't really think about it, and I don't really worry about it, you know. And I'm not worried about it. And I don't feel any of this pressure.
Was that song, the one you played earlier, which you're referring to as The Blower's Daughter Part 2, is that a potential song?
Yeah, certainly. Potential, yeah.
Sounded great.
Yeah. Now, there's a whole load of songs. There's a, you know, good load of songs that I've wrote years ago. And then recently as well, you know, there's a few new songs that have popped up as well. So, yeah.
And there's no point in putting a date on when we might expect to hear it. It must be pointless, really.
Well, we could try, you know. It's not going to come out this year. Yeah. I mean, realistically, yeah. I mean, because there's the whole thing, you know, you have to be really big. To me, you've got to be quite a big artist to be putting out an album in October, November, December, that year. Otherwise, it just gets swamped by the whole Christmas madness thing, you know. And not that I really care about the marketing side of things, but it's just, you know, I just kind of feel like I just want to give the album, whenever it is ready, give it a kind of its best shot, and give it a life, a sort of an opportunity to have a life of its own without having... Because I'm not into going out and blasting, trying to compete with the advertising that goes on at the Christmas time, you know. So I'd say it'll be early next year.
So in the meantime, are you going to be playing more dates around Ireland at all?
No idea. I probably shouldn't say this, but I say it anyway. We're thinking of organising our own little festival.
You mentioned this before,
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, and I didn't have any time to do anything about it, but I've been kind of chilling out the last while, so I've made a few calls, hooked up some people, and found a place, and so, yeah, that might happen at the end, towards the end of the summer.
Okay, well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, yeah. Bit of a hippie festival.
As the world needs hippie.
I thought it'd be just so amazing to have something to go to in Ireland where, you know, you could watch music, but where you can have amazing food, and where there'd be fires lighting all night long and music going all night long, you know, as opposed to this stopping at 11 and then you just, you know, do whatever, you know. So I'm just into
Sounds like backstage at Glastonbury, really.
Yeah, it's that kind of a thing that I'm looking to do. It's like, are the green fields of Glastonbury, you know, that sort of a feeling to it, you know.
Are you over that this weekend? Or?
No. I don't know. I still haven't decided. Okay. We're not playing anything this summer. We're not playing any shows anywhere, but I haven't decided. I don't think I'm going over because a friend of mine is coming over here to visit, so I was going to, yeah.
Well, Damien, it's been great seeing you again.
Yeah, you too.
I'm delighted to get a new song from you. Have you seen or heard any of your old friends in Felix Wondershop?
Yeah, we actually were out. It was Brian's birthday not so long ago. I was out for a drink with him, myself and Paul.
They're used to have sounding great.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard the anything off the new record. I mean, I love their second record. It's great.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Absolutely great.
He's becoming the consummate frontman. Paul.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, he really is. He's born to it. Well, listen, we've got to play a song, actually, of a session you did the last time you were in with us, which is a version of Creep.
Oh.
This is much sought after.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, David, lovely seeing you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Tom. Cheers.